From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Ceasefire ignored. The UN humanitarian chief said Wednesday that a 30-day ceasefire across Syria has not been implemented. The council unanimously adopted a resolution on Saturday demanding the month-long cessation. This to allow aid in and evacuate the critically sick and wounded, especially from rebel-held eastern Ghouta. Russia, which supported the ceasefire resolution, has said it would implement a daily 5-hour humanitarian pause in its military operations around eastern Ghouta. Lokak said this is an insufficient window.
It's impossible to bring a humanitarian convoy in 5 hours. Agencies now have years of experience with this, and it can take a day simply to pass checkpoints, even when the parties have agreed.
Lokak said the trucks full of humanitarian aid and medical evacuation plans are ready once access is granted in Syria. This comes the same day Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused rebels of preventing aid from reaching civilians trapped in eastern Ghouta. American-Swiss political scientist Daniel Warner tells VOA that is not verified on the ground.
So unless there are objective, reputable people on the ground, I think for the moment it will be very difficult to determine.
Nearly 600 people have been killed in eastern Ghouta in the last 10 days. A suicide bomb attack near Pakistan's southwestern city of Quetta has killed at least 4 paramilitary soldiers and wounded about 7 others. Officials are quoted as saying the bomber struck a camp of the Frontier Corps force Wednesday night. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is appealing for more than $270 million in voluntary contributions to monitor human rights abuse worldwide and help prevent violence. The office warns of a global pushback on human rights, evident in the slowing commitment by governments to uphold human rights values in many places. Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell says this lack of commitment translates into lack of support from the international community to provide the funds. She tells VOA the agency's achievements often go unrecognized.
There's lots of training that goes on around the world, and maybe that is quite hard to sell as something sexy, but it's really important and fundamental.
Throssell says that training courses teach governments and civil society how to monitor human rights abuses, how to access justice, and how to set anti-discrimination standards. South Africa's parliament has taken a first step toward enacting a policy that would allow the government to seize privately owned land without compensation. The plan, based on a policy by the ruling ANC party, aims to correct inequalities that have hurt the nation's mostly black population. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Lawmakers voted Tuesday to examine how the Constitution can be amended to allow land seizures. A move that resonates deeply in a nation where the white minority still controls much of the productive farmland. But the strongest proponent of the motion sought to reassure the nation that nothing too drastic would come of it. Here's far-left politician Julius Malema, right after the vote.
All what we are saying is that they will not have the ownership. They will have lease depending on what is the arrangement, particularly as it relates to the outcome of the constitutional review process.
The ruling African National Congress also supported Tuesday's motion, but with the provision that expropriation cannot hurt farm production, economic stability, or political stability, a fairly large and vague loophole, analysts say. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Montenegrin Defense Minister Predrag Bošković says Podgorica is on target to spend 2% of annual economic output on defense by 2024. That's in keeping with a promise to expand military budgets as the United States offers an increase in its own defense spending in Europe. Bošković met with U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis on Tuesday. President Trump has repeatedly criticized NATO allies for not spending enough on defense, claiming it is unfair to taxpayers in the United States. And Russia's Olympic Committee says the International Olympic Committee has reinstated its membership after suspending it over doping allegations. I'm Liz Pelka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.